The number four way to find a great investment: a technical, political, or cultural change. In 1986, the government changed the tax law in America. The 1986 Tax Reform Act made it difficult for highly paid individuals such as professionals, like doctors, lawyers, accountants, architects, and others in the S quadrant, to have the same tax advantages that non-licensed business people had. That change contributed to the stock market crash of 1987 and also the real estate crash that followed a few years later. Suddenly, doctors, lawyers, and accountants were literally selling great pieces of real estate for pennies on the dollar just because the tax law had changed. Value of property dropped because the tax benefits were taken away. Prices of real estate dropped so far that the U.S. government had to intervene, and the Resolution Trust Corporation was formed in order to find ways of selling billions of dollars of property for pennies on the dollar. During this period, fear was everywhere. Many people buried themselves back in their holes rather than going out to invest. During the same period, Kim and I worked much harder to earn more money through our business so we could buy as many of these pennies-on-the-dollar real estate deals from the government. This one simple change in the tax law allowed Kim and me to become financially free. Today, there are more structural, technical, political, and cultural changes going on than ever before. Each change offers new opportunities to invest as well as to lose money. Some of the changes I'm watching are: Number 1. Terrorism. Terrorism is cheap and it can occur anywhere. Terrorism decreases a sense of safety. If safety is threatened, money tends to remain hidden rather than being aggressively reinvested. Number 2. Jobs leaving the country. A few years ago, people were concerned about blue-collar jobs leaving for countries such as Mexico. Today, white-collar jobs are also leaving. Between 2000 and 2003, 50,000 jobs left Wall Street and went to countries such as India. Why? Because it is far cheaper to pay an Indian MBA $30,000 a year than an American MBA $300,000. This ability to have employees operating remotely at lower costs is a trend that will only increase. Today, even our directory assistance operators live in countries such as the Philippines, Malaysia, and India. Number 3. China may very well dominate the world financially one day. Anything that can be manufactured in the West can be manufactured in China for less. This change is one to watch carefully. Number 4. Aging populations. The West has a population that is aging rapidly and approaching retirement. Today, in many European capitals, protests are already occurring because governments are strapped for cash and may not be able to continue to pay retiree benefits and still meet budget guidelines. Number 5. Increasing populations. In 2000, according to the U.S. Census, America had a population of 281 million people. In the next 25 years, that population is projected to increase from 350 to as high as 400 million. California, already very crowded, is expected to have a population increase of 18% over the next two decades. Such increases in populations in America will be great for real estate. Often I say to people who complain about real estate being too expensive, if you think real estate is expensive today, just wait 10 more years. I also say, don't you wish you had bought more real estate 20 years ago, even if it was expensive back then? Although real estate tends to go up an average of 6% per year, that is not an excuse to buy any old piece of real estate. Number 6. War. War is horrible, yet it often means a great change is at hand. England, France, Germany, and Japan were all at one time or another enemies of America. Today, they are our strongest allies. Sometimes we have to fight before we can become friends. Hopefully, Iran, Iraq, Palestine, Russia, some African nations, and other areas of conflict will soon become friends and trading partners. The point is, sometimes war is a good time to buy because prices are low. During World War II, the Japanese took over the Philippines and many of the businesses there. One of the businesses was a gold mining company listed on the New York Stock Exchange. The day Japan took the country and the mine, the stock of that mining company plunged to nearly zero. But there were some who jumped in at that very low price and made a fortune once the war came to an end and the mining company got back on its feet. 7. Age is a liability. When I was a kid, age was an asset. My parents knew that the older they got, the more valuable they became as workers. In today's world, the older you get, the more obsolete you become due to technology changes. When I talk to people today, I often say that they need to think like professional athletes. athletes like basketball players who were stars at 25 and physically obsolete by 35.